Whistler artist Joan Baron was known for capturing different facets of the resort. Whether in motion on bikes or skis, its epic landscapes, or its four-legged residents. Sadly, she passed away in 2015. Baron was represented locally by Mountain Galleries who, recently, worked with her husband, Tom Eddy, to donate some of her remaining paintings to Arts Whistler. Eddy got in touch with us, saying, "I have these original works remaining. I want to donate them to Arts Whistler. Ideally, you guys can use them as you wish, earn some funds, support artist programs and the gallery," recalls Mo Douglas, Arts Whistler's executive director. "We knew we would want to do a show with Joan's work. A Moment in Time, celebrating the art of Joan Baron, is running at the gallery at the Maury Young Arts Center until March 26. All of the art is for sale and proceeds will go back into Arts Whistler. It was an amazing opportunity to do two things. It gives people the opportunity to buy Joan Baron works. She was an established artist at several galleries across the country, and be able to showcase that work now," Douglas says. "I didn't get the opportunity to get to know her, but she did a lot of great things in this community. We're thrilled to have the work and celebrate her and have the opportunity to support our arts and gallery programs." Baron created the Poets Pause public art concept, in which the resort municipality of Whistler, RMOW, hosts an annual poetry contest with the winning selections displayed at sculpture sites in Alta Lake Park. She also had a hand in ensuring local artists were featured on the RMOW's streetlight banners, Douglas says. "Beyond her art, she was an advocate for supporting other opportunities for artists," she says. "She loved the idea of bringing together the visual and written words, so she lobbied the municipality for Poets Pause." The exhibit, meanwhile, will feature 12 original works, plus 4 framed art prints. While the pieces are for sale, the hope is buyers will allow them to stay on the gallery walls until the show is over. "Come in and see the work. If you'd like to purchase something, come to the front desk. What we always ask, especially for locals, is to keep the work until the end of the show. If somebody is from further away and not coming back, we usually accommodate it," Douglas adds. "And, of course, if you're keen to snap up a piece, visiting the exhibit sooner than later is always a good idea. I think there's interest, and people in Whistler who really loved Joan's work haven't had a chance to see it in a while," Douglas says. "We really welcome people to come by to the end of the exhibition. Joan has a wonderful, unique style. We'd love to encourage people to come." Catch the show at the gallery Tuesday to Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. until March 26.